Hello, welcome to day six. This one is going to be about a pretty objective sort of version of gaining momentum towards your goals, and that is using the aid of supplements. So if you are sort of tired of recent podcasts or audios or videos, if you've watched this online, and you want to sort of do something on a more grounded basis, this is the episode or, you know, video for you. He says in a very weird accent, but anyway. It's all about supplements and if they're really worth it. Because in my quest for extreme motivation help and trying to get energy towards, you know, hitting the gym or hitting my tasks for the day, you know, somebody with insomnia, somebody who woke up late, maybe woke up early, but had a very groggy mind. Don't you just hate it when that happens? You know, you go to bed late and then you wake up early for reasons and you simply can't go to bed and you toss and you turn and guess what? You feel like crap. And yeah, that's happened to me many, many a time. And so we sometimes have to use the aid of a tablet or two, or maybe even a powder or even a shake. And I'll be discussing various pros and cons with this and various products which I've myself used. Some pretty common ones and some pretty non-common ones. Now, before I carry on, as you can probably gather from this video's vibe, or if you're listening, podcast/audio, that there's going to be a few products I'm going to recommend, and I will get, of course, good old-fashioned beer money if you do click on a link, otherwise known as an affiliate link. I do get paid commission, but only if you want to. No hard feelings. I'm just going to just put it out there. I will get paid a commission if you do click on a link and make a purchase. Yes, a boring affiliate sort of term. I'll read some. If I say the word affiliate disclaimer, people get a bit funny. If I say affiliate terms, then you'll know. They're not my own products, by the way. I mean, this course is free, but the products I recommend are not free. Obviously, you know, I do get paid a commission. And fairly so, because I've gone through a lot of crap internally, and I think it's only fair for me to give you the best of the best of the best as far as I'm concerned, and I've done a lot of testing. There are some products and services which are absolute howlers, and I would not recommend even to save my life, and there are some which I think are pretty decent. But before I get on to any of that, let's get straight to the point. Why even bother? Why not just keep it all non-product related? Why even think of a supplement? I mean, in my last videos or audios, if you've been listening, I've been talking about various subjective-based psychological /spiritual techniques, from meditation to doing, I think in one of my videos, I talked about an NLP technique called the swish pattern, which I think is a very, very good technique. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of tiding, and even I've enjoyed tiding thanks to this technique. So if that's all good, why even bother with a supplement? Why? It's very simple. Like I said, insomnia. Go to bed, wake up early, because you don't decide when you wake up. You can maybe set an alarm, and that's all very well and good, but if your body decides to wake you up earlier than said alarm, and you've not had a refreshing sleep, you're kind of screwed. That's happened to me a few times, quite a lot. So we have to find a way to compensate that, because if I'm going to say to you to mindfully meditate, you try having 4 hours of sleep, non-refreshing sleep, and being able to and mindfully meditate to get that brain energy explosion. That's one of the benefits of mindfulness. I love mindfully meditating on that basis alone, because you can have a dodgy night's sleep, and you can mindfully meditate sort of for a good 5-10 minutes, and suddenly boom, your brain, it feels like your brain explodes slightly, but with energy. It's great. It also lifts your spirits as well. Suddenly this real horrible problem isn't so horrible, so you get to almost sort of counter with meditation. I used to do this a lot actually in my last job. I used to literally have a dodgy night's sleep, go to my car at break time and literally meditate. Not necessarily in this sort of classic pose, like what you see in those sort of statues, but still meditate. And it took me about a few minutes and suddenly little mini brain explosion, little burst of air. Your brain suddenly feels like the fog is lifting, because they do say that if you have a bad night's sleep, it's the, I read somewhere actually, it's really, really weird. I read somewhere and I've completely forgotten what the equivalent was, but it was along the lines of, if you have about 5 or 6 hours of sleep and if you're really groggy and you're driving, that is the equivalent of having around, I'm sure it's like 2 or 3 glasses of wine or something like that. I'm not saying you're drunk, but you act like you are drunk, because when you've had a bad night's sleep, your computing skills are pretty much sort of compromised. You can't think clearly, and you are very, at times, slightly disorientated. Whenever you have to drink, what happens? Your computational skills are affected. You're not coordinated, you know, and you can't think straight. You know what I'm saying? So that could be what they mean. I'm sure it was 2 or 3 glasses. I could be wrong. So yeah, I even once drove to work. This is years and years ago, with having 1 hour of sleep. And to this very day, I wish I called in sick, because it was the most dumbest decision of my life. Yes, the work I was at was only 4 miles away, but still, I mean, I have no idea why I bothered going after 1 hour of sleep. I had a bit of a tummy ache, basically. I won't say too much, and I couldn't sleep, you know. But yeah, so here's me talking about meditation. So one could say, well, if that's all very well and good, why bother with the supplement? And the answer is very simple. You can try meditating to get some momentum, get some energy, get some spark into your life for the day, for the morning. But if you're that bad night's sleep, meditation, and I'm a veteran at this, simply ain't gonna cut it. Other times when I've had that much of a poor night's sleep, that even mindfully meditating is very, very difficult. I just simply cannot focus my attention no matter what I do. And that is where sometimes additional help is required. Sometimes a pill or a powder is needed. And I'm not proud of it, but there are some that I've tried over the years which have been absolutely brilliant. So, and also these pills or powders can also have additional benefits, especially if you're into sport. You know, sometimes taking a powder can not only help you gain a little bit of clarity, you know, nose just above water, but also can help with recovery or help increase athletic performance. So various benefits, not only mental health, but also physical benefits as well. If you're into sport, you may not be into, I'm just putting it out there. But as always, do your research. Goes without saying, don't take my word for it. I talk crap, happy days, yabba dabba do. Always do your research. The one that I do myself, I do that, I don't know why, I love reviews. I absolutely love reviews. Some people prefer like short videos. I prefer reviews online. That's me. I prefer reading a review. Sorry, I should have said that. I prefer reading a review, not watching it, reading it. That's me. If you prefer watching a review, that's fine. But always do your research. Now, to get straight to the point, the ones I would recommend, and I'm going to describe these, because for those of you who are not watching this, there's no point in me showing you because you can't see. You know, if you're listening to this on a podcast or have downloaded the video, I did provide download links down below. There's no point me showing it to you. But one of the best ones I've used very recently is one called, I'm looking down below here. The people who are watching this, they'll know that I'm reading the label here, Mucuna Purines. if you're on video, you'll be able to watch this package. If you're not and you're listening, then it is a pretty, how would I describe this to people who are listening? A pretty sort of black, sort of like a pamphlet container maybe that you sort of whip open, and then there's a little satchel inside. A sort of the powder, Mucuna Puriens is a, I'm reading it now. It's a powder, you take a very tiny bit, it's very potent. I'm trying to read this really. It's I suppose you can say it's a very sort of orangey powder. You put a little tiny bit, or I think it's like light brown. You put a tiny bit into, I put it in water, and it helps with your, ultimately your dopamine levels. Dopamine, of course, is your pleasure response. There's a few, but dopamine is the main one. Okay, there is Mucuna Puriens. This brand here is from Lost Empire Herbs. I will put the link down below. Again, repeat, I will get paid a commission if you click on this link. I've got to keep repeating this because I'm sure they'll, you know, legal will get sort of annoyed, understandably, if I don't put my, you know, disclaimer or terms and conditions down below. But this is really, really good. And Lost Empire Herbs, I've used them before. They're a very good brand. Okay, moving quickly on, because I don't want to turn this into like a really weird sales pitch. It's not fair. If you want to go a bit more bolder and use something which helps your mind, with your brain, but also more on the gym side. So you're into sport, you know, you've had a bad night's sleep, you're doing a football match or you're doing a race, whatever. I would recommend you use this. Again, for the people watching online, Gorilla Mind Rush. If you are listening, this is a sort of a black and reddish sort of container, tablets. And it's also good for focus. Also helps your memory as well. Again, Gorilla, pretty good sort of brand. Use it myself. And as you can tell, if I shake it, it's empty because I've used it. Hello, you know, pretty empty. You know, nothing in here, but only because I've used it. So yeah, I will again put the link down below. Another one, and these are two that you probably have heard of, and that is, and this has got to be said. Now, this is a bit of a weird one, really. Again, this is great for energy. It's also great for focus, but be very careful, and I'll tell you why. Again, for the people who are watching, I'm going to call it called Barocas. Yes! What? Julian Simeon drinks Barocas? I do, actually. And you know what? Barocas, as weird as it tastes, it tastes orangey, but it tastes very, like, similar to Lucozade, but not so sugary, if that makes sense. But you know what? Barocas has literally, I won't say literally, but as let's not exaggerate, has metaphorically saved my butt so many times in work. But the only thing about Barocas, and this is one of the drawbacks, there's going to be some side effects. Barocas makes you hyper. What I find, you know, it makes me hyper. So you can have a bit too much energy. Which can be very, and of course, because you're a bit knackered, you know, what comes up must come down, right? Usual law. So you'll get, you'll absolutely sort of metaphorically crash. For the people who don't know what Barocas is, where have you been living? Joking. you don't know what Barocas is, it's basically a green container, and they contain like little sort of orange little capsules or effervescent tablets. You put them into some water, and it sort of fizzles. Psst, fizzles. Try to resist the temptation to sniff it. Don't do that. Don't sniff the fizzle, because yeah, you have a weird nose. Trust me, I tried. Anyway, so Barocas is a good one. So yeah, if you know, listening, you can get Barocas in most supermarkets. It's pretty famous. Down an aisle, where all the tablets are, Barocas, and they do different flavors. This one is orange flavor, but there are some that are other flavors. So do research. Barocas makes you hyper. Can change the colour of your urine. I know your liver is in overdrive. I wouldn't recommend you take these every single day, maybe once every 2 days. That's me. Do your own testing, see what works for you. You can, if you want to, we're going to go more of a safer option, and I've used this quite successfully. For the benefit of people watching, good old-fashioned 70s cod liver oil. Yes, you'll be surprised. This is very famous. The people who are not watching and listening, it's a red container. As you can tell, still got a few left. But cod liver oil, I find, helps with my brain. Who knows? Who knew? It sort of helps. I think it's the DHA supports or helps with like your focus. I'm not sure. Cod liver oil is very, very good for you. Again, try and cycle these supplements. Don't have them. Good point, actually. What do I mean by cycling? I'm not about cycling your bike. In the world of supplements, cycling means you take one on a Monday, for example, and take the same one on a Wednesday. The reason being, your body will adapt to it. So if you take one every single day, your body adapts to it. I wish I was strict with this. I'm not. I take these pretty much every day, but aren't I the idiot? You should be cycling supplements if you can. It just helps your body not adapt to them so easily, so you get maximum benefits. So yeah, 7Cs. Very, very credible brand. Can't beat it. And you can buy this in the supermarket again. Happy days. There is one more, which I will. I haven't got it with me, unfortunately. So obviously, for the people who are listening, not a big deal. And that's pine pollen. I have found again pine pollen to be a lifesaver, especially. We get two forms. You either have it in powder form, again, like Mercurinapurient, it's very potent, which is basically is a fancy way of saying that you only need a very tiny bit for it to work. You can have it in tincture, i.e. droplets, you know, put a droplet into your mouth, or you have it as a powder and you mix it in yourself in a drink. Pine pollen powder has, again, for me, been a brilliant saver of my butt, certainly in work. And you feel it. It's so weird. I put a bit of powder in some water, and then I literally, because it doesn't all dissolve, there's little like globs like at the bottom of the glass. I put that under my tongue, just the odd remaining sort of glob of pine pollen that's wet, and I let it swirl on my tongue and on the top of my mouth, and something weird happens. So my brain suddenly feels, after a few minutes, like it's lighting up. Like, so now I can think, I can feel my brain. And that sounds a bit weird, but just roll with it. Again, please do your research. What works for me may not necessarily work for you. And I was slightly a bit nervous of this video because there's no point in me promoting supplements towards you if there's a good chance you might get hit by side effects. So always, always, always do your research. You never know. I can only recommend the best brands out there. What I feel are the best brands. Am I saying they're perfect? No, but they are damn good for their price. And I can sort of say that. Again, links down below. I will, and I'll promise you, this is my last time I'll say this in case you're getting bored, I will get paid an affiliate commission. I think they range from 5 or 10% to around 50%. I'm not sure. It could be less, could be more. I will... And what I'll do as well, I will try and put the normal link as well. I'm a sort of believer, when it comes to any links on my page, I will try and put the non-affiliate link. So if you want to buy it, but don't want me to have the commission, fine, no hard feelings. I'm just putting it out there into the universe. If you don't want to sort of give me any commission, that's fine. All good. I will make sure you get the non-affiliate links. Most products and services, I'll be able to do that. I would imagine not all of them, but some a good... the majority of them. So I want you to have the choice. I want you to be able to choose if you want to give me a commission or not. I think that's fair. Okay, I want to be honest, transparent, come from the heart, or always come from the heart. Okay, those are the main ones which I would go for. But again, like I said, I've had times I've taken a Barocas, or I've taken pine pollen first thing in the morning. Pine pollen powder, is actually really good also for recovery. If you're into your fitness, I've used it again, a little bit of testosterone to really go for a good sprint. So yeah, it's good in that respect. And don't forget, some of these supplements will have a knock-on effect with your sleep. The only one that would be recommended not to have before your sleep, where is it now? It's here, is the Mucuna Purines, the first one. Wouldn't recommend you have this before bedtime because this will make you go very alive with your brain. I think, to be fair, Lost Empire Herbs even say on the website to take it long before bed. I could be wrong, but I think they pretty much say it. Don't have this for your dopamine now, the first one, the Mucuna Purines, don't have this before bedtime. Have it in the morning, not in the evening, if that makes sense. In fact, most of these, I'd say, have them in the morning. Though I'm going to say it, have them in the morning. Don't take any risks, whether it's, you know, cod liver oil, certainly Boracus. Don't ever take Boracus in the evening. Don't. Trust me on this, okay? Don't be mad. I never tried it. Ain't going to work. Take this in the morning as well. In fact, to be on the safe side, guys, take them all. I wouldn't recommend that. But whichever one you go for, take that in the morning and then you're safe. Having said that, a little bit of irony, you might get a good night's sleep if you do take them because it has like a knock-on effect. Give those a go. I'll put the links down below, the affiliate and the non-affiliate, if you don't like the idea of me having commission from purchase. Again, no hard feelings. And give them a go. And I think you'll find if you do find you have a ratty night's sleep, you just can't, or you just need to have a bit of quick energy. Maybe you're playing a football game that afternoon and you want a bit of energy for it. Yeah, all good. All right. But do your research, do your testing. Always test. Because supplements, there could be some side effects and you never know. So always do your research. All right. But anyway, hopefully that will help you guys. It's helped me a lot. And I've had insomnia for over 20 years. See how that goes. As always, comments down below. If you're watching online, don't forget to like and subscribe. Usual stuff. Thank you so, so much for watching, guys. As always, take care. I'll see you in the next video or audio. All right, take care. Ciao for now.